Here we go again. This is Nicole.
And Emma.
And this is Backwoods Murder Podcast. If you'd like to follow us on our social medias.
Our Facebook is Backwoods Murder Podcast. Our Instagram is just Backwoods Murder. And our email is backwoodsmurderpodcast@gmail.com.
And I would like to just have a little disclaimer that we say bad words a lot. And we have dark humor. And when we're uncomfortable, we say obscene shit.
A lot. And we laugh.
A lot.
If we're uncomfortable, we laugh.
And we also follow, we're like squirrels. We're looking for a nut.
Yeah.
We say random stuff. So if you don't like that, please skip by us and find a different podcast. Today we're doing our podcast on Jeffrey Dahmer. And where have you gotten all of your information from?
I got it off of the podcast, Morbid. It's kind of like Color Me Dead, but different.
Perfect. And let's jump right on into this.
So, Jeffrey Dahmer was born on May 21st, 1960, just to bring hell to this world.
Just to bring hell to it?
Just to bring hell. Nothing else. He was normal until he was like 4.
What did he do at 4?
He had a hernia, a double hernia.
Okay.
And he had to get it surgically fixed.
Yeah.
And nobody sat down with him and told him what was going to happen during the surgery.
Okay.
They basically just brought him there and sent him into surgery.
Okay.
And he's not even 4 yet.
Oh, God. Poor little bugger.
So, obviously, that's got to be a little traumatizing.
Just a little bit.
Just a little traumatizing, not being told what was going on, just throwing him under anesthesia, coming out with no hernia.
Jesus.
He also had a few other sicknesses. Like, he had pneumonia and stuff like that.
Which is hard to begin with, like.
Yeah.
Especially being little.
Yes.
Okay, so.
His parents were, they were all located in West Allis in Wisconsin. His parents were Lionel and Joyce Dahmer. Lionel was attending school at first and was not around much. And then he ended up working in a lab and was still not around. Joyce.
What kind of lab?
I don't know. I forget what they said. I didn't write it down exactly because, like, you know.
Because that's what you do?
It's not what I do.
Okay.
So I don't exactly know what kind of lab, but he was kind of like a scientist.
Okay.
The normal kind of scientist.
Not a mad scientist?
Not like Jeffrey's scientist.
Okay.
And Joyce was a teletype machine instructor.
Really? What did they do?
Do you know what a teletype
No.
is? Okay, I figured. So I wrote it down. I wrote that down in case I forgot. It's like a typewriter.
Okay, yep, okay. She just taught how to type.
Yeah.
Type.
She suffered from depression and mental illness. Once she actually tried to overdose on pills.
Well, you know, good way to try to kill yourself.
Tylenol does not work, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know.
Ever?
Last time I checked it, didn't.
I'm sure if you took enough of it, it might.
Maybe if you get lucky. So I mentioned that he had pneumonia and a few other sicknesses. The hernia had to be surgically affixed, and no one explained the hernia surgery, therefore he was quite traumatized after. And he would, like, go and sit down and he wouldn't talk for hours.
He was an introvert.
Yes. Like, he wouldn't talk to anybody. He also had a little brother named David.
Aww, I love little Davids. And Frank.
David, there was a couple names that could have been chose for David.
What were they? Asshole? Fucktard.
Dinner.
Oh, snack?
Snack. Midnight snack.
Oh, okay, we're gonna get into that, I guess.
Jeff was actually the one to name David.
So we named him David?
So we named David and not dinner. They had options.
They had dinner, or David, or lunch, or midnight snack.
Yeah. Breakfast. You know, any of the above.
I want a bagel. Tell Jeremy to make me a bagel with cream cheese.
We have no more cream cheese unless you want onion and herb.
I don't even care. Anyways, so, making me hungry.
I'm sorry.
And Jeffrey, you're making me hungry with all of your craziness.
So, David was a newborn what happens?
Oh God!
What happens to the child? The already previous child.
They get left out a little bit.
When a newborn child comes in,
they're like second string.
Yeah,
I was never really like that with mine. I mean, a little bit, but Draven was really good with his little brother until now. He would like hold him and kiss him and be like, "This is my
Cole
baby."
Eats everything.
Yeah, Draven's mad at Cole right now because Cole ate all the Oreo cookies,
a whole package.
And he's just my little eater. So I would never have to worry about that kid starving. Draven, I would have to worry about him starving.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. Because Cole will literally take a cracker and put fucking ketchup on it and make it a meal. Okay? Like, he's like a scavenger. Draven's more like, make me dinner, make me food. I want a real food. He can't
comprehend the whole snack.
Right, he just can't imagine making something outside of his realm. Where Cole is more like, I will not go hungry. I will eat peanut butter on steak. Like, he just doesn't care. If he's hungry, he'll eat a whole jar of pickles. Okay, anyways, but that's not Jeffrey, right? No.
No.
Okay.
He liked humans better.
Shh. Okay, go ahead, next.
So, Jeffrey started getting interested into bones.
What, after his little brother was born?
Yep.
Like breaking bones?
No. Like bones. Like bones.
Like chicken bones?
Well, funny thing, you mentioned chicken. They were actually eating chicken for dinner one night, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, chicken. Normal chicken. Like a whole chicken.
Yeah.
Had bones and everything. He looked at his dad, who was the scientist, and said, "Dad, what would happen if I dropped these chicken bones in bleach?"
Oh.
And his dad, being all excited, like, oh my goodness, he's getting into, like, the scientific stuff. Was all excited, thought, oh my goodness, this is a great father-son moment.
No.
To bond with my son that I have neglected. So, his dad was very excited. And wanted to invest more into that and took the interest with bones and invested himself into the bond with Jeff now.
Oh.
His dad showed him how to bleach the bones and even bought him a chemistry set.
Oh.
Would you like to know what Jeffrey did with the chemistry set?
No? Yes?
He made things so he could pour them on insects to make them die.
Oh. Interesting.
They never needed an exterminator.
Exterminator. We don't need no exterminator here. We don't need one of those.
Nope, Jeff did that all.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. Jeff and his dad would bleach the connective tissue and the hair off rodents that died under the house. As a father-son bonding time.
Wait a second.
And collected them in a bucket and called them Jeff's fiddlesticks. He had a bucket of fiddlesticks. Which was bones. Could you imagine having a child?
How old is he?
I don't remember what they... He's not...
Fucking fiddlesticks.
Yeah, he had fiddlesticks. Yep.
Oh, I wonder what he did with fiddlesticks.
Imagine your child.
Don't mind Vivian in the background barking. She's being a little crazy tonight.
Imagine your child having a friend over, and the friend asking, "Hey, what do you want to play with?" And your child goes and gets a bucket full of bones that they call his fiddlesticks.
Huh.
And this neighborhood child's like,
What
the fuck?
Why are we playing with freaking dead rodent bones?
Yeah, just imagine your child and goes and gets a bucket full of rodent bones.
Fiddlesticks!
That he calls his fiddlesticks.
Those pesky little buggers.
Well, Jeff's interest in bones evolved.
Oh, so he got bigger. He went bigger, right?
He would find roadkill and dissect the animals behind his house in the woods and bleach the bones and everything and would store the bones in jars in his playhouse.
Playhouse, huh?
And then
I can tell you that's not what I was doing in my playhouse when I was like a teenager.
A teenager?
Oh, is he not even a teenager yet?
No.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
He is not even close to being a teenager yet.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, his bone obsession evolved a little more.
No.
Yeah. He would impale animal heads with sticks and display them. And nobody batted an eye at this behavior. Nobody.
Just a little.
But most of this behavior, I have a feeling his dad didn't know about.
Probably not.
Because, like, I think if I went out to my child's playhouse and saw impaled animal heads displayed with jars full of bones, I'd be a little concerned.
Well, you know, Vivian, why don't you be quiet?
I honestly would be a little concerned about my child's mental health.
No.
Just a little.
Oh, I have leftover lobster. Hold on, I gotta make her be quiet, so keep talking.
Okay, I'll keep talking. You're gonna miss some of it, I hope you know that.
Vivian, stop!
They can definitely hear you.
Okay, well, Vivian needs to stop, because it's annoying. She's not even, doesn't even know what she's barking at. She's just barking. She's laying right there, barking. Go on. Woof.
She's a little woof. Special.
Woof. Anyways, go ahead.
One of the heads was actually a dog head.
Ah! Vivian, that will be you if you don't stop! I'll give you to Jeffrey!
Jeffrey's dead.
Okay, but I would have given you to Jeffrey if you don't stop it. Where'd you get the dog head?
I don't know. Think about it. Normal children, like, would be traumatized.
They, like, puppies.
Would be traumatized.
So.
But not Jeff, no. He kept an animal graveyard for all the animals he found. He had skulls placed on top of crosses.
What was underneath the crosses?
Animal bodies. It's an animal graveyard, damn it.
But what? Why would the skull be on top of the cross? Wouldn't it be buried in the animal grave? Like,
no.
Did he take the heads off? And
yeah. Like, he would dismember all of these freaking animals that he finds on the side of the road.
Or did he find them on the side of the road?
Oh, he did, trust me. He hasn't started killing anything yet.
Alright, keep going.
So, Jeff also liked to stuff animals. Like taxidermy.
I'm doing rabbit hides. I gotta check them. Remind me to check those tonight. Okay.
When somebody actually asked him about it, he said, quote, "I've always wanted to do it to a human."
I like doing human too, but not in that kind of way.
You wish you could do human.
Fuck off. I'm gonna do a human.
I ruined that last chance.
Yeah, you did, you fuck.
I needed tweezers.
I'm like, oh, this, yep, here she is. Nope, you better pull out. You dickwad. Anyways, go ahead.
I didn't come in.
You might as well have at that point, because you totally broke it. The whole flag flying high totally flew back down. Anyways, go ahead. That's like my once a year fucking.
You need to, like, text me these things. Tell me.
Hey, just to let you know, Emma, my 16-year-old son's girlfriend, I'm having sex, so don't come upstairs. Really? How would you appreciate that text?
I kind of giggle.
Oh my god.
I'd yell upstairs, get it, Nicole!
Get that! Get that, call Nick. Pig Nick! Big old stinky pig Nick.
And then his boner would just be whoop.
Yeah, you know.
I'd Jesus. Ruin it again.
Okay, this is awkward. Keep going.
The family
once a year. Thank you, Emma.
The family moved around a lot when Jeff was between the ages of 6 and 8, but stayed a bit in Ohio.
Oh, I love Ohio.
I've never been to Ohio.
You've been to Pennsylvania, but never been to Ohio? Did I just say that really fast? And
yeah,
like,
you did.
It was good, huh? It was almost like a...
Like you knew what you're saying?
I did. I totally... My mouth spoke, and my brain did not follow it.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah, I've been to Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland,
Florida,
going California, to Florida. Indiana. Been to all those places, but God
didn't
forbid
you have
I go
to
to
go
Ohio.
Through Ohio to get to Indiana?
No, we flew.
Oh, well, you flew over it.
We flew over it. That's close enough.
I love Ohio. I really do.
I really want to go.
I buy goats there, baby goats.
I'm going to hang Vivian by the throat.
I love her, though. She's being a fluffy. She just loves us. She wants to be
She should be an outdoor dog.
That's her breed, but she's a little prissy.
Yeah, I know. His mother was still in the mental state of not being able to leave her bed.
So she was so depressed that she was bedridden.
Yeah, she was so depressed and so mentally sick that she didn't leave her bed.
At all.
She was on 20 medications.
Why are you going to be on 20 medications? What is she on medication for?
Mental illnesses.
There you go, you big fatty.
I sprayed water on her because she wouldn't shut up. It shut her up for a little bit.
She's guarding us. She's making sure
I'm fine. I don't need to be guarded. Oh, Vivian, you slobbered all over my blanket. So, with his mother not being out of bed and his dad working all the time, he was literally being neglected.
Like, bad neglected?
Like, neglected.
Don't mind that heavy breathing, that's Vivian. What's that? She's like, what is that?
And, like, even when they weren't in, like, the same realm, I guess, like, they were not a good couple.
Okay, so they just were a...
They fought a lot.
You know.
Yeah. On Jeff's first grade report card, the teacher actually said that he felt that he was being neglected. She did not say he was neglected, but said that he was feeling neglected.
That Jeffrey told her that he was feeling neglected? Okay.
When Jeff was 8 years old, his father said he was sexually abused by a boy in the neighborhood. Jeff said he doesn't remember that at all.
Okay.
But Jeff also said that his thoughts towards necrophilia and his fantasies started to happen at this time.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It kind of goes...
Like, yeah. What does it do?
Vivian! Really?
She's like, what?
So, in school, he had good grades. He had a big interest in science and biology. Still on that bone stuff. Lovely.
Love a good bone.
And he played clarinet. And he actually played tennis.
We're going live on Facebook right now. Hello! That. We're live on Facebook doing a podcast.
Nobody's watching.
Nobody knows.
We're famous. We're not.
Oh.
Do you need to, like, post on Instagram that we're going live?
Yeah, sure, on Facebook. Can we do live on... Oh, my God, how... Oh, you know what? I bet you I can do live.
Okay, let's not. Keep it from devices.
But how am I going to put it...
Give it here.
Oh, Jesus, we're going to lose this. I don't want it all
on me. Exactly, that's why we're not going to lose it.
Okay, we're still recording.
Look, the microphone even covers your face.
Perfect! All right, anyway, so go ahead.
So, he played tennis and clarinet.
Oh.
And he had an above average IQ in 7th grade.
Above average?
Yes. He would come to school drunk.
At what? What age?
I think 12.
Which grade?
7th grade, he was 12. And he was actually drinking gin out of a flask from his locker at 12. Yep, he was 12. He used to wear, like, this army jacket and would drink gin all day. And if people asked, he would tell them it was his medicine.
Well, yeah.
Like a 60-year-old man. It's my medicine!
It's my damn medicine, son of a bitches! That's how I am right now.
He would sit in class with a styrofoam cup full of scotch.
Full of scotch?
Full of scotch. Like scotch.
Like good old scotch.
Yep. Styrofoam cup.
We should have named him Frank.
No.
Frank is my favorite name.
I know that.
And they die. Every time I name something Frank, it dies.
Well, his name is Jeffrey and he dies anyway.
Okay, so are you going to put this that we're doing live?
Oh,
I keep spinning. I'm a spinner.
We need to remember that we're still on here, though.
We are.
Yes, but I need to remember that. So, like, I can't just stop talking. I need to talk and do...
You can't multitask?
No, I can't. I can't read and type at the same time.
Oh, God. I can drink and talk and...
Yeah, well...
Type and...
You don't type very well.
I'm dyslexic.
So, people came forward with a lot of stories. One thing he liked to do was sneak into all the yearbook pictures for, like, clubs.
Wait a second. So he was like, hey, yeah. I'm part of this club?
In one of the yearbooks of the school he went to, I don't know what school it was, I don't know what yearbook it is, but
okay.
He was actually, his face was blurred out in one of the club photos.
Because he snuck into it. He's like,
and then they blurred it out.
That's me.
So,
you gonna write that on
there? After I get back on my spot.
Okay, Jesus. Man, just...
People would call this doing a dumber. They would call it doing a dumber.
Okay, we're gonna do a dumber today?
No, we're not, because that includes necrophilia.
Well, you know. It is what it is. Don't mind my dead plant back there. She's a little dying. But she was supposed to, because this is like a summer plant. Oh, and my granny and grandpa, Mac and Priscilla.
She's not dying that much. It just gets cold in here.
It does.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways.
Keep talking, I'm typing.
I didn't study about Jeff. I was working on H.H. Holmes.
I can't focus on H.H. Holmes.
Why? He was a fudged up person.
So is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is Jeffrey. So, wait, he raped people? Wait, are we not there yet?
No. Okay, where are we?
The gin flask.
We're here.
Okay.
Doing a dahmer.
Oh, yes, a dahmer.
What do you think about when people, when you hear doing a dahmer, what do you think about?
I would think it was like a poop. Am I wrong?
A little bit.
What do you think about it?
The ladies that I listened to on Morbid said it sounded like a dance. Doing a dahmer.
No, I was thinking
like an ugly line dance, doing the dahmer.
No, I would think of like doing a poop or like a weird sexual thing, like a dahmer, like, oh, I'm gonna give her the dahmer. I'm gonna give I do w- her do the dahmer.
I wonder if that is on Urban Dictionary for something.
Oh, yeah! Cool. Like, doing the dahmer.
Urban Dictionary. Doing a...
Dahmer.
Oh, no, it's actually on there for pulling a practical joke before Jeffrey Dahmer was a psycho serial killer.
There it is.
He was a alcoholic class clown at his high school.
At seventh grade.
Classmates referred to any practical jokes or crazy antics as doing the dahmer. Later, it would come to mean killing, having sex, and dismembering a man.
Only men, though, right?
Only men.
Okay, continue. We're back.
Okay, we're back.
You gotta say yes. That's Logan's. What? We went to the wedding!
Emily!
Hi, Emily!
Hi.
Yes, you can be a guest star. We're doing guest star things.
We are?
Yes.
When? Since when?
Well, people want to join us and.
Why?
Because
we're annoying.
We're fun people.
We're annoying.
We're fun.
We're annoying.
We're annoyingly fun.
Yeah, if you want to call it that, you can. Whatever makes
yes,
you
Emily.
Float.
Emily! M, I love you. Long time. Okay, go ahead.
I love you. Long time. You sound like Stitch.
I love you long time.
Love you long time.
We're gonna do the dahmer together?
Okay, let's not, because remember what it means now.
Yeah, well, it seems like a fun antics.
You guys have fun with that. I'm gonna have my fun time with Vivian and yelling at her and spraying water at her to stop barking.
Okay, so let's continue.
So, during his high school years, he started thinking about and fantasizing about rape and domination.
I love being he was dominated. Not
thinking about like being a dom in a consensual relationship.
No,
he wanted to rape them.
Sometimes that's fun. And well, not the actual rape part, but like pretending. Yeah, okay. Emily knows, right? A little rough sex goes a long way.
I don't need to know this. Is that how you get Brian?
No, that's why I don't get sex. Hello, once a year. I already went over this. You already freaking walked in, like, tried to screw up my once a year sex festival for 10 minutes. I needed
tweezers to pluck Draven's eyebrows.
Oh my god. Okay, we're back on Jeffrey Dahmer. Not my sex life. That doesn't exist. We're at
25 minutes and 50 seconds.
We're gonna add on. We'll be fine. Keep going.
So, he wanted to rape them. He didn't want them to move. At all. Like, at all.
Oh,
like,
and this
he wanted them dead.
He likes boys.
He's gay.
Okay.
I'm getting to that. Goodness.
Oh, Jesus. Well, what the hell were you talking about?
Him wanting to rape dead dudes.
Dead ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Dead ones. He didn't want them to move. Didn't you get that?
Obviously
you didn't.
Well, you could tie him down and make it so they can't move.
Well, he didn't, he, like, really didn't want them to move.
He wanted them to be cold.
Yes. Oh, you got a notice. Oh. Were you able to collect eggs?
Yes, Bri. I was. Can you text him on your phone and tell him, yes, Nicole collected the eggs and she washed them all. Anyways, so Mr. Jeffrey doesn't like, he likes the cold, stiff kind of sex.
Yes.
Cold, stiffy.
So he realized he was gay at 14, but couldn't come out of the closet. At 16 years old, Jeff started noticing a male jogger that went by his house every day and found him very attractive and started fantasizing about assaulting and raping him while he was unconscious. Did you shell lobsters?
I have not.
Should I tell him to join your Facebook Live?
He doesn't have Facebook.
He doesn't?
No. Anyway, so he was like,